Good morning, folks. Welcome back. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And, of course, if you're listening or checking out our website, you'll see the information there on Colonel Joe, who's been on the show a number of times. Our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. Colonel Joe's website, www.coljoe.com. Very, very simple stuff. We've given out Colonel Joe's phone number, and you should know our number as well, 800-313-9443. And for those who are just joining us, we are chatting with the author of the book, Heart Dietary Procedure Plan, Cancer, the Cure is in Food. It's very, very simple stuff and very, very, very affordable. Colonel Joe, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you very much. We have Frank in West Virginia on the phone with us. Frank, welcome back to you.
Hey, I have one more question for you,
sure.
Colonel. It has to do with workout regime. I do a lot of exercising, and I've noticed that, when I take certain types of vitamins, I feel a lot better and have more energy. And unfortunately, I do take a vitamin B complex, and I can't find any that doesn't have the pyridoxine hydrochloride, the B6.
Yeah.
In the supplements. But I'll tell you, it's really seems to help with the energy level, so that's why I take it regularly. But I'm afraid I'm not getting enough of the oxalic acid. So I'm trying to figure out if I could maybe test the two by taking, like, one before the other and wait an hour or two and then have, like, fresh vegetables and stuff like that. Or if it's something, because I know it goes through the blood. Well, I don't know how fast it goes through the bloodstream. It goes through the body pretty quickly, though.
Well, Colonel Joe, what about that? What if, let's say, for example, that Frank was to drink a can of carrot juice at night and then maybe take his vitamin supplements in the daytime?
Frank, that'd be all right. Yeah, let me tell you, the amount of B6 that's in that multivitamin, the B complex or whatever they call it, is not a lot. Now, if however, you know, he was to be eating the chicken breast and, you know, pork chops, then it'd be a lot because those two items are high in the B6. But, you know, if he's taking that, what is it, a pill supplement you take?
Well, I have two different types. One's sublingual, which is supposed to absorb through the epithelial tissue there under the tongue, and it's 2 milligrams. The other is tablet form, and it's, I've got it here in front of me, what is it, 20 milligrams of the B6 is in there.
Now, see, the first one was fine because that's all you need a day is two milligrams.
Okay.
And I have to tell you, if you put it out on the outside of your gum up against your cheek, it'll be absorbed quicker than under your tongue. In fact, that's where they tell the angina victims now to put their nitrile pill. They don't put it under the tongue anymore. They
Isn't that interesting?
Put it on outside of the gum up against the cheek on either side of their mouth.
This would probably be and we're going to have to pause here for a break here in a second, but maybe we can come back, Colonel Joe. You can tell the story that's in your book, for those who've read it, they're familiar with it, about the Hershey's Kisses in the hospital and, you know, the procedure there. Because obviously the same way that your body is absorbing things faster and more efficiently through the cheek can also, of course, absorb oxalic acid, given the right opportunities.
Absolutely. Frank.
Wonderful.
And I will cover that then.
Okay. Well, I look forward to that. Frank, you're more than welcome to stay on with us, my friend. We certainly want to get all of your questions answered. But, you know, again, the main thing here, folks, is just to be cognizant of it, of what you're doing, what you're eating, what you're around. For example, you could be adhering to this diet every single day, standing in front of your microwave, perhaps, mixing up your oxalic acid mouthwash or cracking open your can of Hollywood brand carrot juice, in which case, again, you're just, you're hamstringing yourself. Stay with us. We're back in three.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness books. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleilWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products. also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's O-L-A-Y wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Summer is once again just around the corner. And as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by 30%. Unlike other product gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos F attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping engine to deliver better mileage and helping you save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor, and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products, CX, colloidal silver, olive extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via Quantum's education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional books. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen, but who cares about me? Our guest, Colonel Joe. Welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you, Frank.
Thank you very much. And taking your calls, ladies and gentlemen, 800-313-9443. Back to Frank in West Virginia. Go ahead, sir.
I'll make it real quick so you can get on here. I should know this, but I forgot. What was the name of the book one more time?
It's called Heart Dietary Procedure Plan.
Heart Dietary Procedure Plan. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I have a little friend here. I'm from Virginia, so you know we have some little pets and so forth up here. But they're good critters. And she's just finishing off a good bowl of fox salad, some fresh vegetables and green beans, broccoli, and some nuts and bee pollen and all kinds of good stuff. She just wanted to say hi to Colonel Joe and just to say goodbye. She appreciates you both.
Hey, thank you so much, Frank. Vice versa.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful call. Excellent quotes, too. And before we go further, I'm about the Hershey's Kisses, Colonel Joe, and I should point this out. The dark chocolate Hershey's Kisses are in a purple tinfoil wrapper. It's very easy to see, and you can pick it up just about anywhere.
Right.
Okay.
Well, Frank, what you do, I mentioned when we were talking just now about the absorption of the acid in veins in the cheeks. Now, what you do is you take four Hershey's Kisses, you put two on each side of the mouth, outside of the gums, up against the cheeks. You don't chew them, you just set them out there, close your teeth, keep your teeth closed, and let the chocolate dissolve. Now, the acid in the chocolate will be absorbed into the veins in the cheeks and get into blood in minutes. If you are fighting cancer and you have been, especially if you've been given a time to die, you would do this procedure. You do it every hour and a half. You start the first one. When you're finished, an hour and a half from the time you start at the first, you do it again. The reason for spread out is you don't want to get too much in the blood at one time because some of the waste will be passed out too much. So you do two kisses on each side of the mouth every hour and a half for 24 times. It's not 24 hours, it's 24 times.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of that time, there will be enough acid in your blood that any cancer growth should stop. Because the acid in the blood will kill any cancer cells that you have in your blood and prevent any from forming. Now, you can do that, but don't keep doing it past the 24 times. Now, if you keep the liquid in the mouth until it's uncomfortable, and then you swallow some. If you want to, after in between times, drink any water, drink distilled water. Now, people have used this routine, and it has prevented loss of life because it does stop any cancer growth.
It's a very, very simple and easy way to get a system, and I've used that. If I feel a cold coming on, Colonel Joe, or anything like that, it's always the first thing I do. Aside from drinking a carrot juice, it's always very easy to, we don't have a lot of candy or anything in the house, but we do have quite a few bags of dark chocolate Hershey's Kisses, that's for sure.
Yeah, if they can't find the dark chocolate Hershey Kisses, they get a dark chocolate bar. They can, break the squares up to... Mm-hmm. Approximately, if they're small squares, you put two of these on each side of the mouth. The big squares, you put one on each side of the mouth, and, they can proportion it that way.
The other point I'd like to get into before we get back to the phone calls here is Frank had brought a point about his dog, some critter of some sort. We don't know exactly what he said. It's strange critters in West Virginia. I don't know. We live in the South, too, Colonel Joe. There's all kinds of weird pets. But we should probably address that issue well, because this oxalic acid diet, and again, it's all in the book, the procedure for big pets and small pets, dogs, cats, things like that.
Yeah, you have to portion out.
Yeah.
You can't use the same amount for dogs as for humans. But it is all based on weight, Frank. And, if they judge the weight of the dog as their weight and proportion it appropriately, it will... Just had a recent one where a dog had parvo, which is, the cold, and gave it oxalic acid and cured the parvo.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's something they don't have a cure for in the veterinarian world.
That's wonderful.
Because it is a virus, see?
Yes.
The only thing I know that kills the virus is oxalic acid. And that's interesting because in one of my... research books, smallpox, the virus smallpox, an acid 3.0, and now it doesn't say what kind of an acid, it just says an acid 3.0 pH kills that smallpox virus in 1 hour. Now, the mouth rinse that's in the book called the therapeutic mouth rinse is 2.4 pH, stronger than 3.0 that killed the smallpox virus. You can use that safely because it is the oxalic acid which you already have in your blood, so you know it's not going to hurt you. Unless, you don't follow the instructions and get too much in your blood, then problem.
Yeah, very, very true.
But that mouth rinse that's in the book will kill any cold, any flu. I never take any shots anymore. I won't go anywhere near the where they give out the shots. So it's available.
And yes.
The carrot juice they use, the dog with the parvo, think exactly, I think the dog weighed about, they figured about 20 pounds. And they were using, they initially started, I reckon that they started giving it a tablespoon.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, and then they dropped it down from the tablespoon to like a half a tablespoon and a teaspoon. And within about, I want to say 5 or 6 days, the dog started eating again. And then when they checked, the parvo was gone.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Well, you know, and the animals, too, are very, well, gosh, they're so much more perceptive than human beings are. And they know when they've had enough, correct?
Oh, you betcha. Yeah. And I tell you, a lot of times, you put some carrot juice down, if that dog needs oxalic acid, he'll go right over there and drink that carrot juice.
Mm-hmm.
Their instinct is tremendous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Much better than ours.
Yeah, well, we can learn a lot from them, that's for sure. Better. Well, and that's actually, interestingly, of course, that's how you... got started on this whole research, and this is also sort of just, you know, further confirmation. We had our caller, Gary, ask about when you had served, and you served in World War II. You were shot down on a mission and put into a concentration camp, in essence. A prisoner of war camp in Germany, I believe it was, correct?
Right.
Yeah. And looking back in hindsight, you know, you were with a bunch of people who, you know, didn't get sick, even though there were abysmal conditions. And you said, well, gosh, what were you eating? And you sort of remembered all of the things that you were using for hygiene and for nutrition purposes. And you found that there was a good amount of oxalic acid in all these things, and nobody was sick. So, I mean, there are so many different things, the way that God works in our lives, Colonel Joe. You know, he confirms things for us, and it's an amazing thing.
Yeah, Frank, you bet. I even put that in the book. Information on that. I call it one of these epidemiological studies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it was true.
Yeah.
We never had any cold outbreaks, and everybody getting cold and sniffy noses, no flus. And it's because we didn't have any doctors.
It's amazing.
We did get, we were getting peach and beans and bread and mm-hmm. very little meat. So what we were getting enough oxalic acid to keep us from getting colds, getting the flu. No epidemics whatsoever.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing stuff. Let me ask you to hang on. And, folks, again, we'll get back to these phone calls here as soon as we come back from the short break, only 3 minutes. And our phone number, if you have questions about your health, someone you care about, you want information on the diet, specific stuff, you're already using it and just have some follow-up questions, whatever that may be, even success stories, we welcome you. 800-313-9443. Toll-free worldwide, 800-313-9443.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increase in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Docs, the nation's primary source for affordable medical documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now your company can utilize a much higher deductible insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering the rollback insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor, Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at CoreDocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earth in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of earth history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several D's for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world, an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how will you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Love come quick. Love come in a hurry. There are thieves in the temple tonight. They don't care where they kick. Just as long as they hurt you. There are thieves in the temple tonight.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Will, and our special guest tonight, Colonel Joe. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you very much. Enjoying it. We got a lot of calls. Again, folks, our number 800-313-9443 to Chris in Texas. Welcome to the show. Yes, Chris in Texas.
Frank and Joe.
Yes, sir.
Some time ago, I went to a local building supply place, picked up a 12-ounce container of wood bleach.
There you go.
And I went to a local pharmacy, and they gave me a free, generous supply of number gel caps.
Wonderful.
The only problem is, got what?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, your phone's cutting out.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I'm out here in the brush in Texas.
Okay. Well, right. The last thing we heard was that you got some gel caps. And please go ahead.
Yeah, I got the gel caps, and I've got oxalic acid, but I've forgotten what I'm supposed to do with them.
Ah, okay. Well, the first thing you should probably do is consider picking up the book, because it does have all the specifics in there about all of this. But, Colonel Joe, you want to take it from here?
Yeah. Did you get the right number cap?
Number two, Colonel.
Very small, isn't it?
Well, it's the number two gel caps. I mean, I wouldn't know how to gauge the size, but that's what I had. And that's what he gave me.
Small?
Sir?
He's asking, what would you think? I mean, does it look small? I mean, you've probably taken pills before. Is it on the big side? Is it on the small side?
Well, it's hard to say. I guess it's just a normal, like a normal size gel cap, maybe a little smaller than the usual ones, but not tiny.
Okay. So I think the main, as long as the right amount's going into it, I suppose, is fine. Is that correct, Colonel Joe?
Well, because they're very difficult to weigh the acid and then try to get it into that little gel cap.
Well, it's a number two gel cap. That's
what I know, but you'd be surprised the errors pharmacies make. Sometimes they give you a double lot as number two.
Well, this place is more of an apothecary place. They actually...
Did you see the box they came out of?
Sir?
Did you see the box?
No, sir. They brought them up from the back. But this is a pharmacy in Waco, Texas, and they don't they mix their own medications. They're actually
pharmacists. Well, they probably gave you the right gel cap then.
I think they did.
You wanted to fill it, right?
Sir? Yes. Yeah, you were wondering how to fill it, correct?
Well, I don't know where to go from there.
Okay.
You got to fill. You got to put the oxalic acid into that gel cap. The best way to do that. Do you have a scale that will weigh 100 milligrams?
Well, I've got a scale that'll weigh grams.
How about milligrams?
Well, no.
No.
I'll go get one.
Well, let me tell you what you can do. Do you have a 1/8 measuring teaspoon in your kitchen? You know the
1/8?
A 1/8 of a teaspoon.
Well, I think I've got a 1/4 teaspoon, so I'll just use half of it.
No, that is what I... what you need to do, the way people can fill that, you know, you got to take the little cap off of the gel cap.
Well, they're in half already.
Oh, okay. Well, take the large half of the gel cap.
Okay.
Hold that in your thumb and the first two fingers of your left hand.
Gotcha.
Then you dip your measuring spoon down into the oxalic acid and you bring it up. Then you press that gel cap down into the acid, down till you touch the bottom of the spoon.
I understand.
Now, I only know to tell you to get a 1/8 teaspoon measuring spoon. And you do that procedure three times with same way, put the acid in 1/8 teaspoon, then push the gel cap down to the bottom. Not with a lot of force, just until it touches.
All right, so that compacts it into the gel cap?
Yes, but don't use force now.
I understand.
Then when you do it, after the third time, you take that little cap and put it on that gel cap and lock it.
Right.
And that's close to 300 milligrams.
Okay. Yes.
We have a break here, gentlemen. Chris, if you have more questions, you're more than welcome to stay on with us. And Colonel Joe, of course, you agreed to stay with us for the remainder of the hour, and I appreciate that. Keep taking calls when we come back, folks. Again, 800-313-9443. Please stick around.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a natural doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, the formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems, it'll other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-822 or visit our Cartavite at rbnlive.com. That toll number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. www.integritydeptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the solar power generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's site at kensolar.com for free download videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. That's 239-677-3073, or I'll bet kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm host Frank Whelan, and our special guest this evening is Joe. Colonel Joe, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to clarify something. Chris, it would seem, has a pretty good relationship with the people that he got the stuff from. He'd probably have them measure it out for him, couldn't he?
He could, yeah. What some of the pharmacists have done, they take a little, the little vials, you know, and they'll 300 milligrams in there, weigh out 300 milligrams, and then mark that little vial.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's an easy option, sir.
Oh, yeah, if you get a pharmacist to do it, then you don't even need the gel caps.
Yeah, that's true. Excellent point. Chris, did you have anything else, sir?
Yes, sir. Once I've closed the capsule with the 300 milligram lightly compacted oxalic acid, and what do I do with it?
Okay. You get a canning jar that has markings on it. You know, a canning jar will have ounces on one side and milliliters on the other side.
Yes, sir.
You get one of those, and you get distilled water. You bring distilled water to a boil. You drop that little gel can in that jar, and then you pour in 600 milliliters of that distilled water, boiling distilled water.
Okay.
Now, that's the mouth rinse that you use if you, you know, contact a cold or a flu. Or.
Okay.
I use it once a week. It is great because it not only keeps you from getting a cold, but it cleans your teeth. You'll never have to have your teeth cleaned anymore.
Uh-huh.
It's turning plaque from forming in the teeth.
You
take about, you know, like you would ordinary Listerine and put it in your mouth, swish it around.
I've been using hydrogen peroxide for that.
No, you don't want to use that.
Colonel, you were saying before, I buy organic carrots, and I have a head crank. It's not stainless steel, but all I could afford at the time was a plastic one.
Oh,
it works.
Unplastic.
But it works good. And the only question is now is that carrot juice sweet?
Oh. Huh.
Well, have you, Chris, tried the canned one, the Hollywood brand carrot juice?
I can't find Hollywood brand carrot juice anywhere in Texas.
I've heard that, actually. I know it can't down, though. Our good friend Debbie Morrow from Berkey Water, she told us that she find it. It's hard to find, but she can find it. And then I know that Colonel Joe's book has a phone number you can call the company and ask them specifically where they get it. Or if you have neighbors or other people you know who want to go in on it, you can place an order through them, and they'll just ship it right to you.
Well, have you looked in the ordinary grocery stores?
Yes, sir, and I've looked over the Internet.
Why don't you ask do you know the manager of the grocery store there?
Yes, I do.
Why don't you ask him to get it for you? tell him you'll take,
think of that.
Tell him you'll take a case. A case.
Yeah.
A case is only 12 cans. See, a lot of times they'll say they can't get it if you're the only guy that's ever had a carrot juice.
Well,
you
I
don't
know
want to order it. You buy one can and they're stuck with the rest.
Sure. No, I know he'd do it.
Well, then just tell him to get your case.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
There you go.
Chris, I appreciate the call very much. And again, with the mouth rinse, it's very, very important that you get all this stuff together. And I would urge you strongly to pick up the book and follow the instructions. Just to make sure.
You have my phone number, Chris.
Is Chris still there?
I was shocked.
You have my phone number.
Yes, sir. I've spoken to you over the phone.
Oh, good. Okay.
Very
well,
good.
If you have any
I was
problems,
absolutely
well.
Shocked when you answered the phone.
As answer his own phone.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. I didn't think I was getting your home phone number.
I am.
I was just pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
But I tell you what, I'm going to be ordering at least two of the books.
Okay.
Because I I want one for myself, but there's a sweet lady I know that really needs it because she's just lost a husband to cancer, and now she's had breast cancer. They've discovered that she has breast cancer, and I've told her about your website, and I said, listen, when you get ready, and I suggest that you do it soon, look. You know, just look at it. Keep continue what you're doing, but look at this and, you know, add it to your regimen.
Yeah, well, tell her to get rid of her microwave.
Well, little steps.
I think that's a pretty big step. If she's got cancer and her husband just died from cancer, I'd say that's a pretty important step, though.
Well, you tell her to look at it this way. She can either get rid of the microwave or she'll lose her breast.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty easy decision to make, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I would agree with you. I still have my microwave, but all I use it for is to heat up an occasional cup of coffee.
Yeah, but you have to understand, when you turn that on, any food that you have within 20 feet of that thing is going to have the acid decomposed.
Okay, now what about the electric motor in the refrigerator?
It isn't too bad. Do you have a two-door?
Yes, sir.
Now, on the side where you keep the ordinary items, not the freezer side, the other side, put your carrot juice down on the bottom shelf.
Yeah, that's the coldest place in the refrigerator.
Well, but if you're not, you don't need it there. When you drink it, if you drink a can a day, just leave it out. It ain't going to spoil. It's in a sealed can.
Right.
Just leave it out of the refrigerator. Don't put it in there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
But that's where I store my raw carrot.
Well, that's why it's sweet. That's why
when
you made your own, it was sweet. You put carrots in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And there's a magnetic field there. It's very minor, but if you leave the carrots in there any length of time, well, you got...
Gotcha.
Yeah, you got no oxalic acid.
Okay, well, I'll be ordering two of the books, I promise you.
Well, get some more carrots, and don't put them in the refrigerator and you'll see how they taste.
All righty.
All right, Chris.
Well, Frank, thank you so much for having the Colonel on. I've heard him before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, truly, it's the fastest 4 hours in radio anyplace.
Amen.
You could be in a jet plane and the time wouldn't go any faster.
Well, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for interacting. And thanks for contacting Joe. It's people like yourself. You know, you're not there and just complain about things. You're seeking the truth. You're seeking solutions. And I wish you all the best. It's fantastic stuff. You have to understand some things about microwaves. And as Colonel Joe had said about the breast, for women, most microwaves are on a counter of some sort, right at about chest level for women. That's where they're going to contract a lot of these things. It's not. I'll just throw a quick example, Colonel Joe. I had talked to a friend who had a child's science project brought to them, and saw the pictures myself. It was amazing. Colonel Joe, what they did basically, this kid took a plant. I don't remember what kind of, some sort of flower. Two plants, one the same exact kind of plant, both comparable in growth size. And they took water, boiled it on the stove, waited for it to cool, and then watered the plant with you know, the first one. And the second one, they took the water, they boiled it in the microwave, waited for it to cool, and watered the second one. They were going to do this for 30 days. The experiment only lasted a little over a week because the plant that had been getting the microwave water was dead.
Yeah.
Just died outright. So, you know, don't mistake yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. If you think you're only microwaving it for to heat up coffee or to make soup or to boil water, it's bad enough. Not to mention the fact that it's still running and sucking out metallic acid or anything within the nearby vicinity. It's just not worth taking the chance on. And as far as heating up a cup of coffee, just make a new one. Make a new pot. Make a whole pot for yourself and leave it on. I mean, what does that take? You know, 5 minutes less? It's nothing. Do not skimp on your health. You know, there's just no excuse. And as far as is, you know, and I talk to people, Colonel Joe, where they've got cancer and they live near power lines, or they've got cancer and they've got a microwave. And it's, you know, again, you can make it a convenience issue. You can make it a life or death issue. Oh, it's too hard to move. Well, then you know, I don't know what to tell you. Just you can help yourself or you cannot help yourself.
That's right, Frank. That's only they can make.
Yeah.
Nobody else can make it for them.
Amen. Let's go to Friday in Connecticut. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Friday. Good
evening. Hi, Frank.
How are you? It's been a long time.
Oh, forever.
Pleasure to hear from you.
Well,
what are you doing up so late, Friday?
Yeah, what are you doing up so late?
I promised the Colonel I would listen. I'm listening.
You're wonderful. Thank you for the call.
He's got to give me an absentee for tomorrow, though.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay.
That's a problem. You can't doubt his credibility. If Colonel Joe signed, Colonel Joe, I know you don't have all fancy letters after your name like the brilliant dummies, but I think if I write Colonel Joe and then maybe a few qualifications like World War II veteran, former prisoner of war, cure of cancer.
All he needs next to his name is GG.
What for what?
Great guy.
Oh yeah, amen to that.
Listen, now, I sell tons of books, Frank.
Yeah, I know you got your bookstore up there. Go ahead and give yourself a plug.
I don't want to give myself.
No, I'm telling you to.
I'm going to tell you something.
Hey, it's my show. You have to plug your shop. Go ahead, do it.
Oh, wait a minute. There are two great books that have ever been written.
Okay.
The Bible is number one, and Colonel Joe's is number two.
Ah, bravo.
Wait.
Tell your listening audience, no matter where they get the book, get it, read it, do it. Even if they're not sick, it's a great diet.
Oh yeah.
And that's up to now. Just do it. They don't need an excuse.
And they can get the book at your corner bookstore there in North Haven, right?
Yeah, that's far away from your listening audience. But
oh, you might be surprised.
I'm trying to do my best for the Northerners up there.
Good.
And a patented diet? You got to be kidding. It's the greatest thing in the world.
It's amazing.
And my whole household is on there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we gave up nothing but sickness.
Wow. I have to tell you, Frank. It's a household of women only. How do you like that?
It's terrifying.
No, don't be terrified.
Kidding. I'm just thinking about that, you know, span of 3 or 4 every month, and, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But I'll tell you what. You're exactly right, Friday, and you believe in this so much that your whole family's on it. And Colonel Joe, I have a message from my parents. They send their best and send their love and their best wishes, of course, because you've just been phenomenal to my whole family. I just can't thank you enough for that.
He's just good to everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
I have him tell you about his new addition to his book he's going to make.
Oh, okay.
All right. Is that tell something out of school, Colonel?
No, not yet.
Okay.
God bless you.
Hey, thank you so much, Friday. We appreciate the call. God bless you, too.
Bye-bye. Good night, Colonel.
Good night.
Good night. So you got a new version coming out, eh?
Yeah, what I'm going to do, Frank, of course, you know, the book isn't like any book because it's, you know, Barnes & Noble wouldn't carry it. They thought it wasn't any good.
Well, they're idiots, then.
Yeah, well, you know, it's, I didn't pass a test when they graded the book.
Oh.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to write up all the symptoms that you can observe so you know you're progressing on that in case of cancer or the flu or, you know, all those items. And I'm going to get up and put it in the back of the current book. It'll be like a supplement back there, unnumbered pages. And then, for those people who have bought the second edition or even have the first edition, I'm going to have the printer put together that supplement just by itself. And then people can buy that and put with the second edition, and they'll have the third edition.
Oh, that's wonderful.
After they rebuy the book. Why where I got that idea, friend?
No.
And a study done on the university bookstores where they have the books for a class, and then the next semester the class comes in, and it's the next edition of the book, and the price goes up by $15 or $20.
Yeah, it's quite a scam they got at the old university bookstore.
All they do, you know, I used when I went to the University of Arkansas here. I took class in advanced nutrition, you know, trying to educate myself.
Mm-hmm.
And the edition they used was the first book, first edition. And I think I paid like, I don't know, $37, something like that. Would you believe that book is in a third edition and it's over $100 now?
Wow.
I just thought, well, I'm not going to do that. So I talked with this United Graphics where I have the books printed and suggested to them, give me a quote on, you know, say something like 16 pages. Well, heck, for a couple of bucks, the people can have the third edition. They can get all this information without having to buy a whole book.
That's wonderful news.
Well, I don't know how it's going to work, how people are going to accept it. When I do that, I'm sure Catfish John's here will sell those, too.
And yeah.
I bet a lot of doctors will buy them.
Mm-hmm.
It'll give them all the symptoms.
If they think
they want to start curing cancer instead of just treating people.
I think that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try it and see how it works.
Well, wonderful. Well, anything I can help, of course, you let me know. You know, it's certainly, this is, and I agree with Friday when she said how great this book is. I cannot endorse this book any more. Any stronger recommendation I can put behind this, because it's so powerful and it does work. And again, folks, all viruses, bacteria, cancer, Alzheimer's, poor circulation,
clogged arteries, Frank.
Yeah, clogged arteries. That I know it works. And again, just so many other things, just general health. You know, it's called a diet because it's the way you're eating, but, you know, people are losing a lot of weight on this, too. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really powerful stuff. Stay with us, folks. We're back in only 3 minutes, and more phone calls and more Carl Joe. Stay with us.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. The taste.
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, but everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. You can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when there or get set up as a preferred customer. 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Sole Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FRX, the source of the problem. Unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, help your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor, and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Good morning. Welcome back, folks. You are listening to the tail end of hour number three, and it has flown by the doubt, and our good friend Colonel Joe has been with us. Colonel Joe, welcome.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you very much, and I understand you've agreed to finish us out here tonight.
Oh, you bet. I enjoy
Wonderful.
It.
Well, I do, too, and I always feel bad, asking people, but we're just really moving along here, so I wanted to give out the phone. Folks, your questions answered with our good friend Colonel Joe, author of the book Heart Dietary Procedure Plan. It's got the cure for cancer and more. So you can call us 800-319-443. Let's go to Ray in Arkansas. Ray, welcome to the program.
Hi, Frank. How you doing?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
Well, I always seem to get on after Frank up West Virginia. And I am a master herbalist and third generation, so I did want, if it's okay, to offer a simple solution for some of his tonight in the memory.
Oh, yeah, okay, go ahead.
He should be taking ginkgo. However, if he's on any blood thinning medications, he may not want to do that. Okay, but if he's not, he should be taking a ginkgo supplement. And it's also, recommended that you eat plenty of blueberries and spinach. And of course, in light of
high oxalic acid, by the way.
Right. Now I'm understanding why that works. I didn't really know before, but I knew that it worked. As an herbalist, he should also avoid excessive aspirin and caffeine, because that's going to give him, once again, more blood thinning problems than he wants, and headaches. But I had a couple questions for Colonel Joe.
Sure.
One, as an herbalist, we use poke root tinctures and juice and so forth for cancer. And I've had
use what? I didn't catch the
poke root.
Poke root.
And I believe that it is high in oxalic acid. So they're starting to explain to me why some of these cures and treatments that have been used 60-70 years by my family and have worked quite well.
You'd get so much out of this book. I mean, you probably more than the average person, honestly.
Right. It's explaining a lot of things. I'm really enjoying it because
Wonderful.
I've practiced for a long time. But, certain things, they work. You just don't always know exactly why they work. And I know about the chemistry and so forth, to begin to understand, this is kind of bringing it together.
Wonderful.
I was just wondering, like Colonel Joe probably by his number lives out by Pea Ridge.
I do.
In that area. And I live here in Bentonville, and I would like up a couple copies of those books. Should I like to Catfish John's?
Go to Catfish John's. Yeah.
Okay, I know him well. So.
Oh, yeah. Do you? That's great.
I can swing by there, but I had another question. Do you believe that, like Dr. Gerson, one of his main cures for his cancer, for his therapy, was that he used a tremendous amount of spinach and carrot juices, and first started in the 20s and 30s. Of course, they juiced them by hand. He had tremendous success.
Yeah.
Hey, if I can ask you to hang on, Ray, for this quick break. Okay. Folks, we're back in about 90 seconds. Colonel Joe's staying with us, and we're taking your calls. 800-313-9443. Toll-free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. If you need Carl Joe's phone number, we'll give it out again, or you can call Thomas there in the studio, and he'll pass it along to you, okay? Stay with us.